Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Your kids are already searching, looking for answers when it comes to vaping. They hear about it from friends, from the internet, but the one they need to hear about it from most is you. Tobacco, vaping, nicotine, it's all dangerous, and it's time you let them know. But if you don't know where to start, we're here to help. For tips on talking to your kids, visit talkabouttobacco.com. Brought to you by TSET.
Well, the OCA Ranch Rodeo Cowboys Helping Kids is coming up August 16th and 17th at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. Kent Trentman tells us more.
True ranches that will represent the state from the far northeast to all the way out west. We have a great committee. All of our stock has been donated. It's our charity event for OCA for the Children's CFA. At some point in the rodeo, we'll pass a boot, and every dollar donated goes directly to the CFA.
For ticket information, go to okcattlemen.org. Well, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo is coming up August the 16th and 17th, once again at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Our intern, Kate Munson, had the opportunity to catch up with Ranch Rodeo Committee Chairman Kent Trentman about this year's big event.
We've got 11 ranches. We had Run Ranch pull out. And most of our ranches are all good standing with Oklahoma Cattlemen's. True ranches that will represent the state from the far northeast to all the way out west. We are in coordination with Ford, who is our major sponsor, which helps, and the Lazy E, which our event will be held out Friday and Saturday night. We have a great committee. All of our stock has been donated, and it's our charity event for OCA for the Children's CFA.
With the tagline, Cowboys Helping Kids, the OCA Ranch Rodeo has benefited the Children's Hospital Foundation by raising funds the past few years.
We've been doing it for 20-some years, and we have raised a total of, $640,000 up to date in the last 20-some years. Every year, our rodeos has gotten a little bigger and bigger and bigger in the last 10 years. And that's thanks to all the good Oklahoma Cattlemen's members and people coming to support our care, to support our rodeo and our charity. We have a great deal that we have called Pass the Boot. So at some point in the rodeo, we'll pass a boot, and every dollar donated goes directly to the CFA.
If you'd like to get your tickets, you can go to the Lazy E's website. They'll have them all there
for
you. All
three broad-based measures of the farmer sentiment did improve in July. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer Index,
that is, rose 8 points to 113. At the same time, the index of current conditions increased 10 points to 100, and the index of future expectations at 119 was 7 points higher than the earlier months. July's sentiment improvement occurred even though prices for both corn and soybeans did decline from the time the survey responses were collected in June to July. When asked about the biggest concerns in the year ahead, the top choice among ag producers once again was high input cost. That was 34% of the respondents. However, weak commodity prices were also on producers' minds, as 29% of producers in the July survey pointed to the risk of lower crop and livestock prices as a top concern, which is up 25% of respondents in June. Only 17% of respondents cited rising interest rates as the top concern. That's down 23% in June, and that was consistent with signals from the Fed that interest rates have peaked. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.